Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show once again. It is Saturday, February 26th. And several items this week in the news that are of note that I want to get into here after I give you the rest of the disclaimer. I want to note that we're going to be talking about assorted tax topics here on the show today as usual. And just because you listen to us, or maybe you see this information on our websites or otherwise communicate with us, until you're a client, that doesn't really matter much, or much matter, I guess is the proper grammar. We're not your CPAs, we're not your accountants or other professional advisor until we engage, and at that point we'll have enough information to comment specifically about your facts and circumstances. Always, always check with your other advisors before you undertake any of the strategies or concepts that we might talk about, just because the general rule is rarely your rule when it comes to tax issues, tax questions, etc. Many, many exceptions to the general rule. In any event, speaking of news, one of the, it could be a dramatic shift in the way a lot of my clients are able to invest in the private partnerships that we typically invest in, with real estate, multifamily assets, as well as other real estate classes. But the SEC this week, who the SEC is the government agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission, that governs assorted investments that you know, we as Americans can invest in. And there's a proposal that would increase the requirement to be an accredited investor, so-called accredited investor, that currently has $1 million level. So if you've got $1 million net worth, not including the equity in your home, then you're given a privileged status within the private investment world, private company investment world, such as a real estate private partnership syndication that allows you to invest in pretty much anything that you'd like to invest in. You're considered to be savvy enough, or experienced enough, or knowledgeable enough, I guess is the really the best description, that you don't require certain disclosures that would be found in a private placement memorandum, as an example. That those with less than $1 million have to be provided. In other words, those with less than $1 million, at least by the SEC, are deemed not to be savvy enough or knowledgeable enough, unless they've had special education, experience, maybe they've owned some real estate. There's a number of ways that you can attain sophisticated, quote-unquote, status, by virtue of your background, your education, etc. And that would be a big, big change in terms of the sponsors being able to raise money. It's going to, unless there's some collateral changes to the number of non-accredited investors. Currently, with the crowdfunding statute, 506B and 506C are the two prevalent offerings, and if a syndicator or sponsor decides they're going to buy a $40 million apartment building, as an example, and maybe they're going to raise, I don't know, $12.5 million in capital, the current limits under 506B, which would make the ability for them to raise money from both accredited and non-accredited. The non-accredited investors are limited to a number of 35 people that could invest as non-accrediteds, and then you could take an unlimited amount of money from accrediteds. But obviously, if you're shifting the hurdle to qualify for accredited status 10 times, 10x, that's a big deal in terms of narrowing the base from which a syndicator can raise money and still get to a total, in my example, of $12.5 million. I mean, let's assume at a $100,000 investment level, if you can only put 35 people in there, you're just right at 25% of the way there. So that's going to make it a little bit more difficult, maybe a lot more difficult for folks to raise money. So maybe we'll see smaller transactions. It's hard to predict all the potential changes, and that's if it gets reviewed or if it gets accepted eventually as final. They're supposed to pick it up in April, I believe, is the timeline under which they'll start seeking comments. And so, you know, it's like a lot of things that get proposed. And there's been proposed changes in the past to this very issue that have not made it to a final rule. So that could be the case here. But let's hope that the SEC has a little bit more thought about the impact on the market in terms of these properties. And I guess from what I can tell, it might cool things off a bit and maybe it'll adjust the pricing. In any event, let's go into a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And if you want to call in, the number here is 281-558-5738.
Be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream, like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And we were just talking before the break about a proposed change by the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, to greatly increase the definition of an accredited investor by 10 times, tenfold. So instead of $1 million qualifying you, all of a sudden, the people that are deemed to be knowledgeable enough now to not need disclosures are going to need them unless their net worth goes up dramatically to get up to the $10 million mark. But in any event, I'm sure there will be a lot of proposed changes before anything becomes final, if it becomes final. So in any event, I wanted to comment on a couple other matters with regard to one of our key planning strategies, which is the for those of you that have listened to the show or that are already working with us, you understand the concept of a 401 trust, self-directed 401 trust. And, you know, I heard, again, I usually have the show that's on before hours up, listening to it as I'm getting ready for the my show to start. And I heard once again a reference to, well, your IRA's never done that. Or often in the past it's been, well, your 401's never done that. And they're seemingly referring to something that's fairly commonplace with people that have IRAs or 401's that know how to use them. And that's the difference. Apparently, the folks that are in charge of that program still don't understand that you can do everything they want to do to experience, quote, financial freedom with your IRA and your 401 if you understand how to do it. Now, the IRA is limited compared to the 401, but it certainly beats the what they call rip the Band-Aid off, I'm told, if you go to any of their training. And simply say, you know, I'm done with the IRA world. I'm done with the 401 world. I want my money out. If you can get your money out, and you could, I guess, with an IRA, you might not be able to with the 401 unless you understand some of the other options available to us, which they don't, I'm sure. But bottom line is, if you want to achieve financial freedom, first of all, you know, you're being able to do so, you know, relies on you executing more than a few times after you gain control of your money. So the real issue is, how can I gain control of my money to direct it myself, my retirement money now, to self-direct it and achieve above average gains? And I'm here to tell you that if you think you're going to do that after cashing out 30% or more, depending on where you live. If you live in California, you'll lose at least half of your IRA funds or 401 funds to get that money, quote, out. You know, rip the Band-Aid off. Go ahead and pay the tax, because you're going to make so much money as you head to retirement, you won't miss 30% of your net worth. I got news for you. I don't work with one client that wouldn't have missed 30% of their net worth when you think about the future and the benefit year after year after year of having that money invested in something other than the IRS's, trash bin expense. You know, I'm not sure what the IRS pays for trash removal, but it's a lot of money, and you can just pretty much count on whatever money you're sending into the IRS, it's not going to get spent the way that you would like to spend it, versus if you kept those funds and invested them in the very thing that group and other groups are espousing. You know, typically real estate private partnership syndications is where they'll tell you their folks retire. They say they retire you in 2.5 to 5 years, which I'm telling you right now, that's misleading at best, unless, I'm going to qualify it here, you've got at least $1 million to work with initially, and you define retirement as $60,000 a year or less tax-free, after tax, which I've not heard them throw that little disclaimer in after tax. I have heard them mention $60,000. And so that's apparently their idea of retirement. Now, I'm going to ask you, when you think about how you want to live in retirement, if $60,000 is going to get you there, it's not going to work for most of my clients. And what I'll tell you is, if you understand the optimal way to invest those retirement dollars, and you understand it's not by sending a check to the IRS. Last time I checked, the IRS's rate of return on investment is very low. In fact, it's very, very low. How about zero, right? And so if you're 50 to 60 years old, you've got about 30 years or more left to live, at least according to the IRS's life expectancy tables, the newly revised ones, your money's got to last you a long time once you give up the day job, or what I hear referred to as going to your cubicle every day. And I'm going to suggest to you, be thankful you've got a cubicle to go to, if you still do, and have the ability to have an income stream, whether it's something you love or not. I don't know. I know there's a lot of jobs that provide the worker with immense gratification and satisfaction, and so it's not necessarily bad. And you should never let those that are trying to sell you $20,000 memberships change your mind about the way you feel about the way you make a living, if in fact you enjoy it. If you don't, great. You shouldn't wait to hear it from them. Try to make a change. But bottom line is, if you know how to optimize the investment of your retirement funds, you can double any definition of financial freedom that someone wants to offer. And I would challenge any of those programs that claim you're going to achieve such significant financial freedom faster by giving away 30% of your net worth to the IRS. I will challenge you. Come on the show for an hour. Let's discuss your insights, because obviously you know something I don't, which is really not the case in this scenario, because I used to be a member of that group. I was their first vendor as an accountant. Trust me, I understand things about that program that you won't hear discussed on the air. I've got many clients that are members of that program. I know the true metrics, and there's no reason for you to go in with your head in the sand. Join. I'm not suggesting you don't join them. I'm suggesting that you exploit that program instead of you being exploited, because that's what will happen if you don't work with someone, whether it's me or some other vendor, that knows their way around and understands where the good spots are and where the soft spots are, and understands that unless you're the squeaky wheel, you're not getting any of the grease, which means unless you fully put your energy into getting help, you're not going to get help. It doesn't just show up unannounced. You got to go after it, and we'll help you understand the right questions and how to work within the context of what they have to offer. It's a good program at base, and I like if people that come to me either have the 20 grand or have already spent the 20 grand to join that group that invest in private placement syndications, that's great. I like it, and I would suggest to you that that's your start point, and beyond that, try not to get exploited. We'll help you with that. One of the things that I think also is interesting is that in this day and time of direct investment, where you can, we'll show you assorted syndicators or other platforms, none of which involve a membership fee, by the way. Membership fees are what I think of as old school. If it were the travel business, it's the travel agent. You know, how many of us buy our tickets from a travel agent anymore? And that's essentially where we're at now in the real estate mentor slash investor platform space, where it's no longer required. In spite of what you're hearing, in spite of the rah-rah cheerleading that's going on as the memberships are being sold, really not necessary. And you really need to look around and see what other people who have realized, hey, I don't need to go through that. I can get there on my own. And as far as becoming a sophisticated investor where you've got the training, I'll tell you right now, if you will, join the workshop, go to the workshops, join that basic level. Most of these organizations are $500 to $750 bucks to join. Go ahead and do that. Go get your, initial training done, the prerequisite, I would call it, for becoming a real estate investor. And then instead of spending the 20 grand, come back to us, circle back to the Be a Planner show. We are right at the outset of starting some education that will get you the sophisticated status that really is a big deal. I mean, whether you get it by paying 20 grand or you get it by joining someone like us that's going to do it at little or no cost. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you join, and you'll have a chance here next week there at our building, 11,200 West Timer, one of these groups who's one of the biggest in the nation will be having their two-day workshop that they do each month. And I'm going to encourage you, spend the money, go to it. And if you join either that program or any other you may have joined, I will give you our training for free that will avoid you having to spend the 20 grand to get onto the playing field of these investments. You can still spend it if you have it. I'm going to suggest by all means join the higher tier. It will help you understand which transactions meet your objectives, because we look at things as tax CPAs, real estate tax CPAs, retirement plan tax CPAs, syndication CPAs, and zero tax mass CPAs. We've got a totally different perspective. We're looking into the same room, I guess, through a different window or windows, and we're going to help you pick A from D or B from F when you're looking at assorted options. And over the next 30 years, again, you've got a longevity risk here that $60,000 a year net of tax isn't going to satisfy. And if that's your goal, if earning $60,000 a year is what you're trying to accomplish to, quote, retire, well, then I suppose you can go the route of the old school travel agent platform and join at that level. But just understand, you could have doubled your throughput over the next 30 years had you done it using the correct code section. And we'll always help you understand what that is only after we understand your facts and circumstances, and knowing how much money you have to start, and whether or not you can achieve your timeline. We're going to show you that in live living color. It's not just going to be talked about loudly and often from the front of the room. We're going to show you the math behind that decision and why you won't retire in 5 years, again, unless you're starting off with a lot of money. Oh, and I forgot the last exception that will get you there is if you are the lead partner or the syndicator on these transactions, because if you're able to do that, well, then that will absolutely allow you to retire in 5 years or less. Fully stipulate to that, but that's maybe 1%, 1.5% of the folks that join these organizations. And I'm going to suggest that for most of my clients and most prospects we talk with, they're not prospects to be the lead partner or the syndicator, and they're going to invest passively, which is absolutely, I think, the role that most of us in our mature years, as we may call it, should participate at. In any event, we're going to take our second break now. We'll be back in a few minutes to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
So reach down, reach out and listen. of your care each day. 'Cause I am a seeker and you are a keeper. You are a leader, won't you show me the way?
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I get off my soapbox now about the travel agents, the old school membership platform. And in that regard, I want to mention to you that we are getting ready, in addition to sophisticated investor training, we're going to start a series of workshop, you know, vignette type things, an hour or less. My good friend Steve Yeo with Yeo CPAs, who shares an office with me there at 11200 Westheimer, is going to provide some accounting, bookkeeping, tax, you know, very basic topics that we'll be offering. And if you'll sign up, if you'll go to the beaplanner.com website, that's BEAPLANNER. And if you will just fill out the very simple email opt-in, we'll be starting to send some emails out here soon giving information about how to take advantage of our education and then some other services as well. But, you know, I will tell you that accounting, correct financial reporting at base is what will enable you to have success as an investor. It's impossible if you don't know where you're at financially, very difficult to plan your future. And I'm going to suggest that someone like Steve Yeo, Yeo CPAs, understands that they are truly the accountants in the overall spectrum of accounting. I'm more of a consultant, a tax strategist. I don't do accounting, or I try not to. It's not that I can't do it. You know, I can. But, you know, I stay focused on retirement tax savings, real estate tax savings, zero tax math. These are little perches within the accounting industry that, you know, got kind of more niche-like services. But the basic grinded-out bookkeeping and monthly or quarterly, however frequent you report, that's just absolutely the predicate and the foundation for almost every financial decision a business owner makes. And I know you're not necessarily the business owner. You're a passive investor. But suffice it to say that you need to run your investments as if they were a business, your family's business. And, you know, we put together family limited liability companies for assorted of our clients. And it's just a good way to have ongoing governance, to have ongoing accountability, to have ongoing transition of wealth, because, you know, it appears we're headed now with the estate tax proposals. Haven't changed yet, but boy, there's some big changes in the proposed Build Back Better Act, were it to pass, which it may or may not. And so you might as well start thinking, if you're in the real estate private partnership syndication market and you're achieving success, you could in the next, I'm going to say you likely will, in the next 20 to 30 years, depending on your life expectancy, you will be exceeding the hurdles that we've currently have for hitting the estate tax. And that may not be the case now with most of my clients. It takes $22.5 million to get there to where you have to worry about it. But let's say that level drops to $5.5 million, then all of a sudden you're in play in the not too distant future if you're successful with these types of investments. In terms of what we do, I guess I wanted to elaborate just a little bit for those that might be thinking of connecting. You know, we basically try to find real estate syndication deals. Again, the whole market has changed to where you can go online and Google it. And I'm going to remind you of a cartoon that I saw once that I can't get out of my head. And I have to admit, I'm guilty of doing the very same thing that the wife is asking the husband in this cartoon. But she looks at him and she says, now, do you know that to be true, or do you Google know it to be true? And there is a difference. And I'm going to suggest to you that real estate private syndication passive investment is not a DIY topic. You will be exploited when you look at all the syndicators that are out there. And I'm going to tell you, there's a reason everybody's a syndicator these days. And I'll tell you the reason. It's called fee generation, F-E-E. And when you look at what some of the syndicators are taking as fees in these transactions, it's crazy how much money is coming out on what I call day zero. Day zero is closing. And I'm telling you, when you're at closing and the syndicator has transacted and signed the documents, etc., he can't get out the door hardly, but what there's wire or a couple wires going out to his bank accounts on a $40, $50 million transaction, the fees may total $2 to $3 million out of your capital. The lender's not underwriting that. The lender's not funding that. It's coming out of the collective passive partner investment. And if you don't get a little bit bothered by that, you just don't understand what that truly means in terms of the potential to hit your investment objectives, the typical metrics that are all, quote, targeted. That's the key word we're seeing now. Used to be projected, because that was actually, I think, a stronger metric. You know, if I project something, I typically think that's what's going to happen. If I target it, I'm thinking, okay, well, that's the target. Whether we get there or not, that's okay. That's just a target. And I'm going to suggest to you that fees are never necessarily in and of themselves a bad thing. It's simply probably the first thing you should look at in a private placement memorandum, just to get some idea of how exceptional this investment's going to have to be to get that money back into you and your passive partner pockets. And, you know, when you look at the level of capital dilution that occurs because of the fees, it's significant. And unfortunately, there's no magic pixel dust. I can promise you, when you're investing at the level that our clients are investing at with good operators, I can promise you there's not several million dollars difference between syndicator one and syndicator two, assuming they're both savvy syndicators. They know how to affect the net operating income of that investment, which net operating change in net operating income, increase in net operating income is the single biggest determinant over or regarding your ability to get funds out of that investment. And I understand the cap rate plays a big role as well, before all you purists start criticizing that I don't understand how to make money on apartments. I'm going to suggest to you that the cap rate is something you have less control over than the net operating income. The net operating income is your subtotal on your financial reporting. And, you know, if you can raise net operating income by such as increasing rents, it might be because the property you bought was a dollar and a half per square foot under market per month. It might be because you bought a property that was 82% occupied, so you've got empty units that can bring additional revenues in. It might be that you're going to build some covered parking and charge an extra fee each month, or garages, charge an extra fee. Maybe you put a smart home package in. You update appliances. You do things that allow you to increase the rent, subject to having tenants that will actually pay the extra rent. And I guess one criticism I have these days, it seems like everybody that's doing real estate private partnership syndications involving multifamily seemingly just assumes that they can come in and do these nice updates, and all of a sudden the people that are living there are going to be willing to spend an extra $200-$250 a month. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think there's a limited number of fish swimming in each apartment class, whether it's Class A, Class B, Class C, D, et cetera, that are going to be willing. If you go do nice things on a 40-year-old Class C apartment building, you know, it may look better. The wood-like, quote-unquote, flooring that you put in looks great. The new appliances look great. The smart home package is cool. The valet trash service is great. Frankly, if you're already living at the property, I'm not sure that you ascribe a $200, $250 a month rental bump to that. I think there's limits. And so what you'll hear every syndicator say in the process of the PPM, the private placement memorandum, et cetera, is they're counting on market cooperation, i.e. supply and demand, and maybe inflation these days should be thrown into that. Bottom line is, if they don't get that, rerun their numbers, assuming you don't get the rental growth, the rental rate growth that they're projecting, and see how much your equity multiple is, or your cash-on-cash returns, or your internal rate of return. Those are the kind of assumptions that we vet, we look at, trying to help you understand where there may be some soft spots on any specific transaction. And, you know, it seems like that all the information that's out there, yes, it's there, it's being disclosed, but there's not a whole lot of connective tissue to the targeting and the actual achievement. And I guess, you know, we've watched syndicators over the last 20 years. We have a little bit of an idea on some that are perhaps above average in terms of doing what they think they can do. And whether it's nefarious or whether it's just simply the market, you know, you don't hear about it. You hear people being interviewed on the air on some of these investor platform, you know, where they have radio shows, including several on the station. And you never hear about the folks that just kind of limped along, broke even year after year after year, and then after 3 or 4 years, give the money back to the partners. They got out because they realized this project wasn't ever going to see the rates they targeted. And so you don't hear about those. And I can tell you that there's those, and there's other things that go on behind the scenes. And, you know, you don't always know where you're headed. And so in any event, pro forma information, though it is, we look at that and try to help you figure out, okay, does this one or that one or combination of transactions get you to the finish line? Looks like it's time for another break. Let's take the break. We'll come back for our last segment to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
AM 700 KSEV, Tomball, Houston.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Hi, this is Paul Berlin. Don't touch that dial. My program is coming up very shortly.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. Longing to be free. Take me where I want to be. Big dreams and fantasies. And there are many just like me with big dreams and fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And before I get in here momentarily, I'm going to describe the 401 Trust again for those of you that aren't familiar with it. It seems like every week I get emails where people say, well, hey, you referred to this 401 Trust, but you didn't really explain it. I'll do that momentarily. I did want to mention one other thing that was in the news this week, which has been in the news for several weeks, but of course our leadership didn't give enough attention to it and prepare for it. But the invasion of Ukraine by Russia is going to have major implications on the West. And it's unbelievable to me how leadership doesn't figure out all the connective tissue before they start throwing around sanctions and things like this. But I will promise you, it is going to affect your pocket, at least with respect to what it costs you to fill up your gas tank. Russia is the second largest producer of oil and gas. And if you don't think that by us sanctioning them, that it's going to do two things. First of all, it's going to put more oil and gas supply into the hands of our enemies, namely China, because they'll fill that vacuum and you know, lickety-split. You know, it's not a problem. And really not going to hurt Russia on the economic front, at least that won't. And then if you start sanctioning Russia out of the financial system, the SWIFT system is the one that really matters, that's international transfers, all of a sudden most of Europe won't be getting paid for things that they've sold Russia. And, you know, it's amazing to me at times how we sit back and wait. If we wanted to sanction, why didn't we sanction a month ago so Russia could get a little taste of what it was going to be like? Because we're not going to avoid a direct impact. And I just, again, I shake my head at times thinking, you know, do we not have leaders in our government? And it's not just this administration, by the way. Both sides of the aisle are equally guilty of what's going on. It just happens to be the Democrats, and it happens to be a president that I think at times we wonder, is he the one running the country? But that's another topic altogether. But anyway, I would suggest you get ready. Hopefully our leadership will let the oil and gas industry in America become the number one producer again, or exporter of oil and gas, and get busy creating again. And the problem is, these aren't just faucets that you turn on and off necessarily. And it seems like we have a propensity in our country of worrying about things that don't really matter in life. I'm not saying they're not important and they're not something we shouldn't plan for, but I'm just curious, do you think Russia is worried about being green on their energy right now? No. Do you think they're worried about assorted other social issues that we've deemed important enough to consume massive amounts of time and energy trying to make sure every little sub-pocket of our American society has a carve-out on certain rules, socially, et cetera? No, they're not worried. They're not worried if they have enough male, female, transgender, whatever class you want to call it. They're not worried what the military looks like. They want military that can fight and can beat, guess who? The U.S., right? So all these other countries that are potentially dangerous to us or enemies of ours, they're not wasting time figuring out the makeup of their fighting men and women, or men in some cases. They're worried about being prepared and being, getting more transcontinental missiles, supersonic. Yeah, those are the things they're worried about and they're spending money on. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. And I'm just curious if General Miley, I believe it is, our Joint Chiefs of Staff, wonder if anybody gave him the heads up that you know, Ukraine was getting ready to be taken over by the Russians. You know, you go back to the time where he gave his counterpart in China a heads up during the Trump administration, and it's like, who thinks like this? It's hard to believe these are our leadership, our generals, our whatever, and I'll quit talking on that. But I'm telling you right now, I saw Biden's announcement this week that he's very carefully monitoring how this affects us citizens, because that means so much to him. Well, you know, that would have been good if you'd started doing that maybe a couple months ago at least with respect to this, because you talk about inflation. I'm seriously realizing and thinking we're nowhere near the end of the inflation that we've been seeing already for basically a year, and it's not ending next year if what appears to be getting ready to happen happens. And we're not even assuming that maybe those pipelines that Russia's still pumping gas through into Europe, what if these missiles end up nailing one or two of those vital arteries, and now you've got to shut down altogether if Putin doesn't just do it on his own of supplying Europe? I mean, you're talking massive. You talk about, you know, too many dollars chasing too few goods. Boy, is that going to be an accelerated increase. And we may get back to the days of the highest inflation we ever experienced back in the early 80s, I believe it was, 40-plus years ago. Anyway, 401 Trust. I've just got a few minutes now. Sorry. The self-directed 401 Trust is something that we utilize with our clients that qualify to do so. And if you've got money in your 401k plan with your big employer and you're married and live here in the great state of Texas, you can access those funds regardless of what HR might tell you. HR probably doesn't even know the legal maneuver or strategy to get access to your funds, get them out of that plan, rolled over to the self-directed 401, where you become the trustee, you control the checkbook, and you decide who, when, where, and how much to invest in or to pay yourself. And again, when I think about the show that comes on before mine, and I've heard Self-Made Millionaire also mention this on his daily show, that, you know, well, first of all, he says he never had much 401 money, so that explains the bulk of his comments. He's never walked in your shoes. If you've got $300,000 or $400,000 in 401 money, you're far more successful than he was in his cubicle back in the day. So I can understand why he wanted out. I can understand why he didn't think twice of pulling his money out. But that's not my clients. You don't need me if you plan on pulling your $40,000 out of your 401. Go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. Go ahead and pay the taxes, because that level of tax isn't going to make you or break you moving forward. But if you're one of my clients and you're going to be sending, you know, $100,000 or more to the IRS, I'm going to suggest to you it's better for you to invest that $100,000 through your self-directed 401 into these real estate private placements that generate 10 to 30% a year in returns. That's material, and that will double your financial freedom. Whatever you define financial freedom as, it's going to double it based on you executing under the self-directed 401 versus ripping the Band-Aid off. So in any event, what we do, again, is we help you identify, whether it's on an investor platform, you know, travel agent, as it were, that's fine. We're going to help you pick the right projects to put your money into, or to, let me say, we're going to help you avoid the ones that won't get you to the finish line on what we show your objectives to be when we run your illustration. And, you know, if you think an investor platform, I don't care how good it is, how many awards they've won, if you think they're going to help you understand whether to pick Project A from Project D, good luck, because if they did that, they'd lose all their members next week. So you're not going to get the real skinny on what those should consist of. In any event, 401 Trust, that's the key to doubling your financial freedom. If you want to work with us, go to the website baplanner.com, complete the intake forms. The link is right there at the top right of the page. After you've done that, schedule a call. We'll be happy to show you an illustration of what your 401 could be turned into and what it could achieve over the rest of your lifetime. we're coming up to the end of the show here, so I just want to say I appreciate you listening in today. And if you have questions, feel free to email me. You can email me at info@npross.com or complete the intake forms and then schedule your call. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Be a Planter Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on this same station.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.